The word was, Wednesday night, Scranton has decided to accept. The Senate must confirm Scranton, but little opposition is expected. Scranton is a former Republican governor of Pennsylvania. He would succeed Daniel Patrick Moynihan, who resigned after complaining he was not getting adequate support from the State Department. Moynihan was the flamboyant orator. In contrast, Scranton is expected to take the low-key road. I'm Jerry Landay. Now, this word.
Every dog loves to chew, loves to sink his teeth into Hart's Chews. Hart's Chews from Hart.
Every dog deserves the chewing pleasure of a Hart's Chew rawhide bone chew stick or chew toy. And every dog needs the good chewing exercise that Hart's Chews give his teeth and gums. Hart's Chews don't splinter like dangerous real bones. They come in lots of shapes and sizes for any dog, from a Doberman to a Dachshund. Every dog deserves a Hart's Chew, especially yours.
Get Hart's Chews. Hart's Chews from Hart.
I'm Dallas Townsend, CBS News. New Hampshire is first from the starting line in the 1976 campaign race on Tuesday, February 24th. The day before, CBS News launches Campaign 76, a Monday through Saturday progress report on campaign trends and developments through Election Day in November. You'll travel with the presidential candidates and be there for the major primaries in reports from specially assigned CBS News correspondents. Campaign 76, Monday through Saturday on many of these CBS radio network stations.
At least one estimate has it that Argentina may have to endure an inflation rate of 1,000% this year. Against that backdrop of political and economic ferment, President Isabel Perón has told her critics she'll go when her time's up, but not now. From Buenos Aires, Bob Trussell reports.
Amidst new coup rumors here, President Isabel Perón made a nationwide broadcast to say she intends to remain in power till her term of office ends in 1977. The exact date when Mrs. Perón's term ends is unclear because she has signed a decree preventing national elections until a new constitution has been written. Another decree temporarily closing Congress here sparked the latest wave of coup rumors. But it now appears that Congress might be reconvened. The political situation is one of considerable confusion. In other developments, leaders of the 62 Organization of Peronist Labor Unions have issued a statement supporting the president, but suggesting that her cabinet and other close advisors resign. Some opposition politicians have vowed to go ahead with impeachment proceedings when Congress does reopen. Bob Trussell for CBS News in Buenos Aires.
The Washington Post attributes to unnamed sources a report that the Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking into allegations that two congressmen may have accepted bribes from the government of South Korea. One of the congressmen, Democrat Robert Leggett of California, has confirmed the Justice Department is investigating the charges.
It's my understanding that the FBI is investigating. I get that by way of hearsay. They have not contacted my office, and I know nothing else about the allegations.
Except, Leggett adds, the charges are idiotic. The other congressman, Joseph Addabbo of New York, also denies the charges. The report quoted by the Post says the alleged bribes were under $10,000, but does not mention what their purpose may have been. The Senate has passed a $3 billion military aid bill with sweeping provisions that ratify a stronger hand for Congress in foreign affairs. The measure strengthens Congress's power in approving or vetoing the transfer of American arms to other nations and specifically bans the sale of American weapons to Chile and Angola. It would also effectively end the payment of bribes by American defense contractors for business favors abroad. The communist European trading bloc, Comecon, has made its first formal bid for a preferential trade agreement with the European Common Market. The proposed agreement calls for the removal of trade restrictions between communist Eastern Europe and Western Europe. Now this.
Okay, I made a mistake. My first mistake. But they say guys like me coming out of jail usually wind up coming right back.
I like sitting in the park, but not every day. I want to do something useful. People around here, though, they think you're over 65. You're useless.
The man crossed and shoot. Who are you kidding, girl? You're nowhere unless you can read.
Tough problems call for real solutions, not just talk. If your community has a problem, you need action. ACTION is skilled volunteers of all ages working together to help solve tough community problems. Write ACTION, Department Q, Washington, D.C., 20525. Between us, there's got to be a solution.
This is a public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
The government has charged that 23 companies that make most of the cardboard packaging in the United States were accused of having fixed prices for a period of 14 years. An indictment by a federal grand jury in Chicago charges the 23 companies with agreeing not to undercut each other's prices and agreeing on prices to the same customers. The company's customers include makers of cereals, crackers, cake mixes, cosmetics, and toys. I'm Jerry Landay, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook calls for chance of showers with periods of partial clearing tomorrow. Decreasing showers with some sunny periods on Friday. The highs in the mid-40s, lows in the upper 30s tonight, mid-30s tomorrow night. And in downtown Seattle currently, it's 41 degrees. Taking a look at sports in the National Basketball Association, the Seattle Supersonics beat Boston 124-99. Houston over Los Angeles, 114-98. Kansas City, 103. Golden State, 91. And Detroit dumped Phoenix, 105-94. In the ABA, it was Kentucky, 110. St. Louis, 105. And New York over Indiana, 112-111 in overtime. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next on KIXI. The time now is 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents G. Marshall, weaver of the stuff that nightmares are made of. It was Shakespeare who said, "You only live once." It was Goethe who said, "You only die once." And Nathan Hale said he regretted he had only one life to give to his country. From all this, then, we gather that all we have is this one time, this one life. However, this may not be entirely true, according to a gentleman you're about to meet. You may have as many lives as you can intelligently arrange for.
But I have no interest in purchasing life insurance.
I am not selling life insurance. I'm selling death insurance.
I don't understand.
We insure you against death.
So does everyone else.
But they don't insure you. If you should die, they pay someone else a sum of money. Of what value is that to you?
Well, what do you do that's different?
We see to it that you don't die. We actually insure it.
I still
don't. Instead of paying us money to give to somebody if you should die, you pay us money. And we make certain you keep on living. You see, you become our gold-plated blue-chip investment.
How can you make certain I can keep on living?
By seeing to it that nothing comes up that could terminate your life.
Our mystery drama, The Coffin with the Golden Nails, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Howard Da Silva. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and True Value Hardware Stores. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
For a lot of people, a full-size car is a downright necessity. Buick understands that, which is why they build Le Sabre, a car with lots of standard comfort and convenience, a big trunk, and honest-to-goodness elbow room for six. Buick Le Sabre, free spirit in the family size.
Son, you're a credit to your father.
Oh,
You never said that about him before. What did he do now?
Not him. The Internal Revenue Service. The new tax reduction law now lets us take a $30 credit off our federal income tax for each person we can claim as a dependent.
Oh, I thought we got a $750 exemption.
We still do. But for every such personal exemption for you, me, and the kids, we can deduct $30 right off the tax we owe, up to the amount of the tax, but no more.
My dad's over 65. He gets a double exemption. Does he get a double credit?
Sorry, only one credit per person.
Who will cope with tomorrow for a brighter new day? There's one hope for tomorrow, the children of today.
There is only one hope for tomorrow, the children. Yet there are children in this world right now who have no hope for a brighter today. They're hungry, illiterate, living in misery, and when they grow up, if they grow up, they'll pass on this hopelessness. And it's the world's loss and the world's shame. You can help children to grow up with healthy bodies and educated minds, with a zest for life that they'll pass on to their children and to our world. Won't you please send a check to Save the Children Federation, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York 10017. That's Save the Children, Box 970, Grand Central Station, New York 10017. Think about tomorrow.
We've got to save the children and save the world. Help them to grow.
In the midst of life, we're in the midst of death, the book tells us. And this should teach us that survival is largely a matter of perception. And perception is the ability to see through the trappings directly into the heart of the matter. Therefore, people with perception never overstay their welcome, never overplay their hand, and are never caught in the rain without an umbrella. A man of perception was Ramon Zorrilla, Colonel Ramon Zorrilla, chief of the secret police of one of those little nickel-and-dime dictatorships somewhere south of the border. The colonel had an ingrained cruelty and a sheer delight in the sufferings of helpless human beings. We're about to witness the colonel at work.
One moment, if you please. I am Colonel Ramon Carlos Vicente Maria de Zorrilla y Sanchez. And this is my story. And I resent the way the gentleman has presented me. I am not some monstrous, sadistic brute. As a dedicated patriot, I was part of a holy crusade to restore law, order, decency, and respect to my beloved country.
Well? She refuses to talk, Colonel.
Refuses? Refuses? Young woman, is it possible that you believe you're attending a dance? Well, you may grant or refuse a gentleman the pleasure of a waltz. What does this animal call herself?
Anita Dionis.
Anita Dionis. Corporal, hand me a whip. Now, Anita Dionis, you have a pretty face. You also have some information. You may not keep both. Which shall you give up? Who are your companions? Choose. Very well. You have chosen. Yes? Who? A Mr. Chrysalis. I never heard of him. Send him away.
Ah, Colonel. I am Mr. Chrysalis.
I told my sergeant you are not to be admitted. I'll teach
you. You should teach him how to block a right cross to the chin.
I could have you shot.
Sit down before I take my business elsewhere.
Do you know who you're talking to?
How old are you? 30? 35? Very good bones on that face. We can do a lot with them. And you were a schoolteacher before you got into all of this? What did you teach?
I was an assistant professor of zoology at the university. Now, see here.
My name is Mr. Chrysalis. I am sales manager of Metamorphosis Incorporated. My card, sir?
What does all this mean?
You, a biologist, ask the meaning of metamorphosis?
I know what it means. The transmutation, the transformation from one life to another.
Precisely.
And now I've had enough of this...
And that is what I propose to do with you. Ask me why.
Why?
Within 90 days, the revolution will come to this country.
Who has told you this fairy tale? This infamous...
Soon you shall have a new government, which will do unto you as you did unto others. I am here to sell you insurance.
Insurance? What kind of insurance are you talking about?
The name of our company answers your question.
Metamorphosis?
Yes. All of our clients have been metamorphosized into other people, and they lead their new lives out in the open.
Ha! You must be insane!
Consider. The monarch butterfly. It leads two distinctly different lives. First, a caterpillar, an ugly, crawling creature with a ground's eye view of life. Second, a butterfly. Beautiful, airborne, free. Let us say one is seeking the caterpillar. Does one look for him in the butterfly?
Chrysalis.
Ah, enlightenment. Now you know the meaning of my name, Chrysalis. The cocoon. The safe, snug haven where the metamorphosis takes place. The dark brown shell with the bright yellow spots. What do you call it?
The coffin with the golden nail.
Precisely. And you shall enter that coffin not to die, but to be born again.
How?
A complete plastic surgery for your face, and you will teach zoology in an American university.
But how?
You will have documents, a birth certificate, diplomas, recommendations.
But I can't. I don't speak English.
You will. And with an authentic Midwestern accent.
This is a hoax.
It will require a full year of round-the-clock concentration and study. That is why the fee is $1 million.
I don't have $1 million.
The chief of secret police doesn't have at least $1 million? Sir, you insult my intelligence. Now, for $1 million, you become Dr. Stanley Parker. Stanley Parker, assistant professor of zoology at Southwest A&M in the good old U.S. of A.
I understand what you say. I even see how it might be done. I could change my face and learn the language, but...
What is the problem?
I am the problem, me. Something in me was never satisfied with the academic life. Something in me demanded, will always demand, action, excitement, and, yes, violence. I could never settle down. I need violence.
No, no. Colonel Ramon Zoria was the caterpillar. Stanley Parker shall be the butterfly. There will be nothing of Zoria in Parker. Your attitude toward life shall be different. You will believe in a new philosophy, be moved by another psychology. We shall change more, much more than your face and your voice. Zoria was a devil. Parker shall be a saint.
It required more than a year, even more than 2 years. I was taken to an island somewhere in the West Indies, exactly where I cannot say. And in that place, Ramon Carlos Vicente Maria de Zoria y Sanchez died slowly, slowly. And a man named Stanley Zebulon Parker was born. That is not to say that all memory of Carlos died. Oh, no. I remembered everything about him, everything he was, but he was no longer me. His speech was no longer mine. His long, narrow head seemed to be rounder, his nose shorter, his chin wider. This needed the better part of a year. All visible traces of Ramon Zoria were gone, but my original fears remained.
I told you it would come slowly. Look at yourself. Listen. Who would even dream you were Ramon Soria?
I would. Yes, I agree. I am the voice and the image of a man named Stanley Parker, but I still think and feel like Ramon Soria.
Of course, of course. And you must help us change you. In the change is your true safety. The caterpillar enters the chrysalis, the coffin with the golden nails, and within he is given more than a different form and shape. He is given another mind.
And I was changed. I don't know how it was done. I don't remember. I know another year went by. I lived in a constant sea of what must have been electric currents. I was always feeling waves of shock. There were always electrodes, always sparks, always the sharp smell of electricity. I was someone else. Oh, don't say a human being cannot be changed. I know better. I know.
Do you remember Ramon Soria?
Yes, I remember him.
Do you remember being him?
Yes.
What's the matter? Are you ill?
Yes, I feel...
An attack of nausea coming?
Yes. Every time I think of Soria, I can't help it. I feel sick.
Why?
His loud voice, any loud, harsh voice, disturbs me. The gun, that heavy automatic pistol, I can't stand the idea of it. And a knife, the dagger and a whip. These things, just the... I'm dizzy.
And killing?
The thought of killing, of hurting, of inflicting pain on any living creature.
Even for a good reason?
There's never a good reason.
Well, Professor Parker, I would say that you are just about ready to fly.
Excuse me. I'm trying to read your name badge. Professor Dionys?
I'm Anita Dionys.
How do you do? I'm Stanley Parker. Biology.
I've come here to teach Latin American literature.
Oh, that's interesting. I can't say I've read very much literature of Latin America.
Well, aren't you going to ask me about it?
Ask you about what?
You've been staring at it for the past half hour.
Staring?
The scar on my face.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. It's just that it's so...
Horrible. Oh. I'm accustomed to having people stare at me.
May I ask how it came about?
Some years ago, the government of my country, the democratic government, was destroyed by a military junta. And my family, the Dionys family...
The, Dionys family?
Oh, I'm sure you've never heard of us. But we all joined the underground, and I was captured. I had the honor to be interrogated by the head of the secret police himself. A monster called Colonel Ramon Soria.
Soria?
Interrogated. He slashed me across the face with his whip.
Oh, no.
Oh, I am sorry. Why, you've gone so pale. You look ill. Please, sit down. Could I get you something?
I don't know what came over me.
Oh, why, you North Americans. This is so foreign to your experience.
I understand. There's been another revolution down there.
Yes. The swine has been driven out. Some of the big ones have gone into hiding all over the world. But one by one, we smoke them out.
We?
Oh, we have justice teams. My own brother leads one, and day and night he seeks Soria. Soria murdered our father.
Dionys? I don't even remember that name.
But why would you remember?
A daughter mutilated, a father murdered. When I say I don't remember reading about it.
Oh, I'm sure even Soria himself wouldn't remember. We were among hundreds of thousands, millions in every country. We are the nameless ones.
About that scar,
They do wonders with plastic surgery these days.
Yes, I know. But I must continue to wear the scar to remind me that Ramon Zoria has not yet been brought to justice.
Oh? Is it possible, perhaps, he may be dead?
Well, we will only be convinced when someone has seen his dead body. And until that time, the hunt will continue. Oh, but why do we talk of such things? I am sure it has no real meaning for you.
She touched a nerve when she said, "I'm sure even Zoria himself wouldn't remember." And it's tragically true. Zoria himself did forget all about her the day, the hour, the minute after he slashed her face. And here we have Stanley Parker, a man with a present and future, but no past, because that past, which belongs to Ramon Zoria, has been transformed. Can Stanley Parker survive him? I'll be back in just a few moments with Act Two.
True Value Hardware Stores offers three things that can help you get your income tax statement done faster and maybe get your tax return back sooner. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you about them. First, the Rockwell 8-digit calculator. Its separate percent key is especially useful for figuring income tax math. Yet it's just $9.97 at True Value Hardware Stores. Second, the Rockwell 24RD calculator. It features easy, four-key memory entry and extra-large display, plus separate square root, percent, and change sign keys, all for just $19.97. And third, the Rockwell 30R slide rule calculator with memory, also just $19.97. It does reciprocals, square roots, percentages, and stores the answers for future reference. Get your income tax statement done faster and your tax return back sooner with help from Rockwell calculators from your participating True Value Hardware store. And now, you can charge it on MasterCharge at many stores.
If I could leave one thing with you when I'd leave this earth behind, I'd like to leave a bright blue sky as my gift to all mankind. If I could choose just one small thing to the children, I'd be queen. A life forever and healthy, something nice to breathe. Yes, this is my legacy. This is my prayer. Most of all, I'd leave you all with a breath of your fresh air.
Air pollution is a man-made product that grew up in a machine age, the result of a means to an end. But the end must change if we're to continue breathing. We can clean up the air, perhaps even in your time, but we need your help. Won't you? Join with your lung association in the fight against air pollution. It's a matter of life and breath.
Ramon Zoria was a fanatic. He would torture and kill all who disagreed with him. Stanley Parker will faint at the sight, even the thought of blood. And yet, Zoria and Parker are one and the same human being. How is it possible? Why do you even ask? Consider what has already occurred in this, the age we live in. Is anything impossible?
Good evening, Professor Parker.
Oh, it's Mr. Chrysalis.
May I come in? Thank you.
Sit down. What can I do for you?
I'm here to sell you some more insurance.
Oh, but I really don't need any.
Oh, but you do. Suppose someone were hunting for you, and he started to come close.
Oh, but that's impossible. There's nothing of Ramon Zoria about me anymore. I spoke to a young lady just last week. She'd have a good reason to know Ramon Zoria, but she never...
Well, what if this lady, or her brother, or someone else, were to somehow unravel...
But I'm not Zoria, you know that. I'm someone else.
Precisely. You are a person who is unable to protect himself. Therefore, Metamorphosis will see to it that you are protected at all times.
But I don't need... Look, I dislike arguments.
Our fee is 10% of your annual salary.
Even if someone were to threaten me, I'm unable to kill...
You will not have to. We do it for you.
I will not be a party to any killing.
Nevertheless, we shall insist on our fee.
It's blackmail.
It's in your best interests. Now, about Miss Dionyse. Campus gossip has it you see a great deal of her.
I feel drawn to her.
Do you have a feeling of guilt?
Yes.
But why? What has Stanley Parker to do with the deeds of Ramon Zoria? Is the butterfly to blame for the depredations of the worm?
Maybe it's more than that. Maybe I'm falling in love with her. Do I dare?
My boy, you are a brand new human being. You may dare anything.
But at least I come from a tropical country. What's your excuse?
I never got around to learning.
But I thought all North Americans knew how to skate.
Well, that's like saying all South Americans know how to tango.
They probably do.
Why are you laughing so much?
I'm having fun.
Are you?
Oh, it's been so many years since I could do something silly like this. Why, the last time I was out with a man, he was my group leader. And we walked arm and arm down San Sebastian Boulevard.
In Aragonia, the main street.
That's right. It is. Well, how would you know?
I've become interested in your country.
Why?
Because it's your country. And everything about you interests me.
We pretended we were lovers. Under my dress was an ammunition belt. Under his coat was a submachine gun. And that's why I feel so good right now. Just to be out with a handsome man, to be a woman again.
It was a great afternoon. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, why don't you come in? Perhaps I could find something for supper.
Oh, I wouldn't want you to go to any trouble.
Oh, come on. You must tell me all about yourself, Stanley. Why are you afraid? Always afraid that you may cause someone trouble. I want to know everything about you.
There isn't much to tell.
Oh, there's a whole lifetime to tell. Now, into the kitchen and we'll see what's in the refrigerator. I'm a terrible housekeeper. Some eggs and...
You speak English perfectly.
Well, I was educated in the United States. I only returned home so I could fight against the junta.
Was that the only reason you returned?
Oh, I suppose I was an idealist.
You say was?
Well, not so much anymore.
Why?
Well, regardless of who's in power, somebody's going to be persecuted. That is the story of the world.
I know. But maybe we should be trying to write a new ending to that story.
I would rather hear about your story.
My story.
Where were you born?
In the United States.
I know that, silly. Where?
Indianapolis.
Do you know, I went to college with a girl from Indianapolis. I visited her quite often. Her name was Helen Morrison. Did you know the Morrisons?
No, I don't believe so.
Where did you go to college?
Northern Institute of Technology.
But Helen Morrison married a boy from there. What was his name? I was maid of honor at the wedding. Can't remember his name. Walter Pierce. Did you know him?
No.
Anita.
Fernando! Oh, why didn't you tell me you were coming? Stanley, my brother, Fernando Dionyse. Fernando, Stanley Parker.
How do you do?
Anita, where were you all afternoon?
Stanley and I were skating.
I hope you had a good time.
What's wrong?
Yes, you had a good time. Your cheeks are flushed, your eyes are sparkling. And Ramon Zaria is still alive.
I'm sorry.
We swore on our father's grave that we wouldn't rest until...
I know that.
And so what have you done today that has brought us closer to this month?
Today I did something for me. Sit. sit quietly. Let us all sit quietly. Stanley is someone who has become very dear to me, very close to me. And he will be your brother to help make up for the brother we lost. Stanley, can you say something to Fernando?
What can I say? I'm not a man of violence. You know that, Anita.
But that's why you should say something. Because the men of violence have nothing to say to us anymore.
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And let us leave it to him.
No.
You must.
Why?
Because it must all end somewhere. The violence, the destruction must end.
Yes? Shall I publish a notice? Run a worldwide advertisement to Colonel Ramon Zaria. Wherever you are safe, you are forgiven, rejoice. We would love to hear that.
Ramon Zaria is not laughing these days at anyone.
How would you know?
Is it beyond possibility that Zaria may have learned and that he has become someone else?
That monster can learn nothing. He has to be destroyed. And I know. I'm close to him.
How do you know?
Because we captured Martinez.
Juan Martinez? El Borracho?
How would you know Juan Martinez?
Because of me. Stanley has become an authority on our country.
Martinez was taken by my team. He was living in England. And he had the most fantastic cover. He was posing as an Englishman.
Posing?
More than that. Passing. His face had been changed. His voice was different. He spoke English perfectly.
And still, you were able to get...
He talked before he died. He was always a bowl of jelly. And he told the most fantastic yarn. He said there's an organization that specializes in changing people.
He said that?
Yes. It rearranges people completely.
But why would he say a thing like that?
To stall for time. Obviously, he was hoping to make a deal with us to save his life. He even named the organization.
He did?
Yes. Metamorphosis Incorporated.
Metamorphosis?
Far-fetched as it seemed. I wanted to let him talk more, but the others were hotheads. They killed him. But when I searched his desk, I found a check. He had just written it. Paid to the order of Metamorphosis $5,000.
And what else did you find out?
He was right. There is such an organization, and it can change people. You should see how it changed him. But I don't care how it changed Zaria. I'll find him too.
Hello?
Stanley, did I wake you?
No, Anita. I haven't gone to bed yet.
I called because I wanted to know if you're all right.
Oh, I'm fine.
I know you were quite uncomfortable this evening. Fernando can sound so bloodthirsty.
I understand, Fernando.
Oh, darling, you understand everyone, and that's why I love you. Oh, perhaps I shouldn't have said that.
I love you, too.
You are the most wonderful human being I ever met. Come see me tomorrow, promise.
Yes, yes, darling. I promise.
Good night, my dearest.
Good night. Who?
Hello?
Fernando.
Good evening.
Fernando, what can I do for you?
You can tell me about Metamorphosis. You know all about Metamorphosis, don't you, Colonel Zaria?
He does know all about Metamorphosis, but how does Fernando know that? The disguise was perfect. The cover was flawless. The personality change was complete. And yet, here we have Fernando ready to pull the trigger. What could have gone wrong? What little detail was overlooked, if any? Why don't you try to solve it? And we can check each other out when I return in just a few moments with Act 3.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and postnasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus drainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
You've worked hard to get where you are, and now would be a very good time to give yourself a little pat on the back in the form of Buick Electra, a car filled with room, luxury, comfort, the perfect place for you and your free spirit to get together. Buick Electra. Think of it as recognition for a job well done.
Dreams. We all seek to understand the many ways in which God reveals His Word. The Bible tells of King Nebuchadnezzar who dreamed dreams that troubled his sleep. One day he commanded his magicians, astrologers, and sorcerers to recreate a particular dream and to interpret it. Daniel, gifted by God with the ability to interpret dreams, told the king his dream and its meaning. Upon hearing Daniel, the king exclaimed, "Of truth it is, that your God is the God of gods, and the Lord of kings, and the revealer of secrets." Dreams and visions are ways in which God can speak to man. For your free booklet on dreams, write to the Foundation Church, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021. That's the Foundation Church, 1147 First Avenue, New York, New York, 10021.
If there's no such thing as the perfect crime, can there be such a thing as the perfect cover-up? Everything about Stanley Parker differs from Colonel Ramon Zaria. Appearance, language, personality. And yet, Fernando de Onís sees right through the disguise. He looks at Parker and perceives Zaria, bearing out, of course, what we had said about perception at the very beginning of our story. But what has he perceived?
Why do you call me Ramon Zaria?
That's who you are. Do you deny it?
Yes.
I can prove it.
I am not Zaria now.
Oh, yes, true. You were Zaria.
Yes.
The last time we confronted each other, you placed a pistol against my head. You remember?
I don't remember.
Don't lie.
I don't remember because there were so many of you, so many thousands of you. How can I remember?
Do you know how we found your friend Martinez? Through his fingerprints. Can you imagine? This metamorphosis makes such seemingly magical changes, but the fingerprints remain the same.
And you found me through my fingerprints?
Yes.
How?
It was a joke on my part. I carry the fingerprints of all of you always, on the chance. Tonight I couldn't sleep. I said, Zaria will be completely different. He will be someone I would never suspect.
And what made you suspect me?
Nothing. I said to myself, who is the least likely person? Why, Stanley Parker. You're so obviously a Midwestern American. Oh, but Stanley is a zoologist. So was Zaria. And I was laughing to myself. It was so silly. I said, well, let us check the fingerprints just as an exercise. Yours were on a glass.
And what will you do with me?
Kill you.
Does Anita know?
She'll have to.
Why? You can have Zaria, but let her keep Parker. At least in her memory.
No. The whole world must know. Especially the scum who are still in hiding. Let them realize there is no escape.
You're not going to kill Ramon Zoria. He is already dead.
I listen to you. You know how? The way you listen to others. With deaf ears.
He died on an island long ago.
He will die here and now. Go ahead and pray.
And what's wrong with praying? It's the will of the Lord that I be found. I'm content. You may kill me.
I was hoping you would put up a fight. I would beg for your mercy.
That would make it easier for you, wouldn't it?
Or offer me a fortune the way Martinez did. How can you stand there quietly, as if you're judging me? What am I going to do with you?
What you set out to do, kill me.
No, oh, we didn't set out to kill. We wanted to bring you, all of you, to justice.
Then bring me to justice.
But you're not Zoria. Not anymore. Who am I bringing to justice?
Allow me to solve your problem.
No, don't! You killed him.
Of course.
Why? Why did you kill him?
My dear boy, I have a very substantial investment to protect.
You didn't have to kill him?
In another minute, you'd have been weeping on each other's shoulder.
Why did you kill him?
You see now the value of an insurance policy? Come, we must dispose of his body.
What did the police say?
They said it was a holdup, that he was robbed on the street.
It happened.
No, it was Zoria.
Zoria?
It can only mean Zoria felt Fernando was coming closer. It means Zoria must be here. Somewhere.
But how could Zoria be here?
Because Fernando is dead. Oh, Stanley. Stanley, please help me. You're all I have left in the world now. Say you'll help me. Say you'll help me find Zoria and kill him. Promise.
I promise.
Well, what have you been doing with yourself lately, Mr. Parker?
Oh, what do you want?
I've had some disturbing reports about you.
Such as?
Such as drinking. Even as Zoria, you never drank.
Join me?
Oh, no. Besides, we have a very serious matter to discuss. Anita Dionys.
What about Anita Dionys?
She'll destroy you.
That's a lie.
Look at yourself.
I stood by while you killed a man here in my home.
Well, that was necessary.
It was murder. And I'm as guilty as if I had pulled the trigger. I can't face her, and I can't face myself, and I don't know what to do.
The answer is not in the bottle.
There's no answer at all anywhere. I'm what you made me. Stanley Parker. Idealist, pacifist, lover of all mankind.
It's a delicate operation, as you know. And perhaps we went just a tiny bit too far.
How can you go too far?
Well, you can endow a man with too much love. We did that to you. We should make an adjustment. We'll have to teach you to accept killing.
No.
To understand the necessity for it. You will have to accept a certain fact of life.
What?
We shall have to kill Anita Dionys.
No, never.
She is about ready to uncover your identity.
What do you mean?
She's getting there. Slowly. Very soon she will discover that she must kill you. Before that happens, you must have your adjustment.
I don't know what it was. Perhaps it was all a bad dream. But it was like that first time with the electricity. The sharp, searing, exquisite pain. And certain thoughts were clashing in my brain. Ideas. This is not a perfect world. Man does what he must.
The art of compromise. No laws are absolute. Morality is relative. And I don't know. Had I gone back to the island, or was it another bad dream? But there was an idea in my head, an idea. I knew I had to call Anita and ask her something, ask her to go somewhere. Anita?
Hello, stranger. Where have you been?
I've been busy. I was wondering, care to have a picnic lunch tomorrow? We can go into the country.
Yes, Oh.
What is it?
Stanley, I have some questions I'd like to ask you.
Oh? Such as?
It can wait till tomorrow. Stanley, I would like to ask you a question.
Yes?
Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Stanley Parker.
Who is Stanley Parker?
Stanley Parker is a man who loves you very much and wants to marry you.
Trying to know you is like trying to hold Quicksilver. You see, I checked up on you.
Oh? What made you do that?
I don't know. But there is no record of your being born in Indianapolis, Indiana.
I have a birth certificate.
But the record does not exist in their records, and there's no record of your having attended Northeastern Institute of Technology.
I have a diploma.
But the record does not exist at the school. Not a single teacher can remember you. Who are you?
Who do you think I am?
You are Zoria, aren't you?
Yes.
You know what I have to do now, don't you? I have to kill you.
But I've become someone else.
It's too late.
I'm Stanley Parker. You love me.
Oh, this has nothing to do with you and me. This concerns a monster named Zoria.
Do you mean you would shoot me, actually shoot me?
I am prepared.
I'm sorry to intervene at such a tender moment. You will please allow that pistol to fall to the ground, Miss Dionysse. That's it. Splendid. Pick it up, Stanley. Very good. Now, unfortunately...
Do we have to kill her?
Oh, yes.
Look, we can let her go. We can make her promise.
Can we make you promise anything, Miss Dionysse?
No.
But to kill...
Oh, come now. That's what we worked on these past few weeks.
Yes, but
the first law of life. What is it?
Survival.
Say it again.
Survival.
The second great law of life.
Kill or be killed.
How does that square with the commandment, thou shalt not kill?
We here below are imperfect creatures.
You're 35 years old. You have more than half your life ahead of you. A beautiful, happy, productive life. Shall you throw it away for her?
No.
Then shoot her. It's your life or hers. You don't believe me? Ask her. Ask her.
Anita, is it true?
Yes. Your life or mine.
You'll have to kill her, Stanley.
Why me? Why not you?
Both of us will be guilty of the murder. Shall it make a difference which one pulls the trigger?
No.
Then you do it.
Anita, we could find a way. The past is dead.
No, it's alive. It has just been reborn. Metamorphosis. I see it happening. How strange. In reverse. Parker is becoming Zoria.
No. You can have certain ideals. You can have your life, but you cannot have both. You must give up one. Choose.
And now Parker is talking like Zoria.
Shoot her.
I am not talking like Zoria. I'm not.
Shoot her right now.
I can't. I can't.
I will.
No, you won't. You won't. You won't kill her. You won't kill anyone anymore. Anita, go away from here.
You're hit. He wounded you.
No. He killed me.
I'll get a doctor.
No.
I'll get a doctor.
No, I have to die. You know that, don't you?
I don't want you to die. Even if you were Zoria, even if you were, you've become another person.
No. No, I'm still Zoria. You see, the real life, the long life, the working life is the caterpillar. The butterfly only lives a short day. The butterfly is only a dream. A caterpillar's dream.
I love you.
And I love you. And it's just as well that I die.
You're not Zoria. You're Stanley Parker.
Only for a little while. But you see, slowly, I was becoming Zoria once more. Because that's the only life I really know how to lead. The only life I ever wanted. Goodbye, Anita.
No, no.
Don't be sorry for me. Who else? What other human being has eaten the dust and tasted the sun? I have been both. The caterpillar and the butterfly. Oh.
How many lives do we have? Surely it would be hasty to say only one. The caterpillar has two. How many lives have you had? Or how many lives are you leading now? I only have one that I know of, and I'll be back to tell you how we might share an experience in just a few moments.
Hello there, this is Jim Backus. You know, I asked my friend, Mr. Magoo, have you ever heard of the disease of prosperity? You probably have, only you've heard of it as heart attack. It's called the disease of prosperity because the risk factors that increase the chances of heart attack are usually the result of prosperous living condition. Childhood habits. Some children get in the habit of watching TV instead of exercising. Smoking often begins in the teens or sometimes even earlier. And by the time they reach middle age, many of them are overweight, inactive, and have high levels of cholesterol and other fatty substances in the blood. High blood pressure is also common at that age. Any one of these conditions or risk factors increases the chance of heart attack. A combination of two or more multiplies that risk. One way you can protect your heart is to see your doctor. Another way is to support your Heart Association's efforts to find more of the answers to heart attack. So give to the Heart Fund now. And thank you very much.
Three people were killed in our story. But that wasn't what it was all about. It was about the chrysalis, the coffin with the golden nails, where the magical changes take place. And consider an ordinary, simple creature with nothing even faintly resembling our intelligence can create all that is dull to all that is beautiful. Why is that beyond man, who is the highest form of life? When, if at all, shall we ever learn to do that? Our cast included Howard Da Silva, Marion Seldes, Ralph Bell, and Christopher Tabori. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Do you think I...
But 2 million bucks? Oh, yeah.
So would I.
You've got it all figured out.
And I should have guessed it from the beginning. Cousin, I was slated to become the corpse to get your insurance money.
That's very clever of you to work it all out. What are you going to do now? Yell for the police?
Oh, no, no. Cousin, we're going to go ahead with your plan. But with different results.
You are going to be the dead one. Stop! Stop!
I'll kill you.
No, no you won't.
Ben. Ben, good Lord. I've killed him.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Sinoff, the sinus medicines. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant
dreams.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI, the weather outlook for the KIXI listening area. Rain likely tonight with chance of showers and periods of partial clearing tomorrow. Decreasing showers with some sunny periods on Friday. The highs in the mid-40s, lows tonight in the upper 30s, tomorrow night in the mid-30s. And in downtown Seattle currently it's 41 degrees.
Bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI, Seattle.
CBS News next. It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. President Ford is going back to New Hampshire, getting in some more campaigning for the nation's first presidential primary next Tuesday. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president heads back to New Hampshire for 2 days of campaigning. It'll be Mr. Ford's last personal effort there in a bid to get his presidential campaign off to a good start and best his GOP rival, Ronald Reagan. It's reported the race in New Hampshire between the president and Reagan is very close. But the president says he won't drop out of the race even if he loses in New Hampshire. On the Democratic side, five major candidates will be on the primary ballot in the Granite State. President Ford has moved to put into action some of those plans for reorganizing the nation's intelligence gathering system. The president announced his intentions in a nationally broadcast news conference Tuesday night. He's now followed up on that. The president has issued orders barring the CIA and other agencies from using electronic or physical surveillance to collect information on the domestic activities of American citizens and organizations. He also asked Congress to make it a federal crime for any American citizen to assassinate or plot to kill a foreign leader in peacetime. More news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablet?
No, the sinus medicine that relieves headache and congestion, internal sinus pressure and post-nasal drip.
You mean Sinoff?
Exactly.
Compare Sinoff tablets with anything you've ever taken for sinus. No sinus tablet you can buy relieves more symptoms. Sinoff gives you a full dose of pure aspirin plus a powerful sinus strainer. Sinoff works fast to help sinus pain while you drain. Sign off the sinus medicines in the bright red box. Take when needed, only as directed.
Well, Dennis, it's Wednesday, which means tomorrow we'll present our bicentennial dish.
And not only that, but we are going to present it on Mike Roy's Cooking Thing over the full CBS radio network. And now that we've set them up, what's the fare?
Nantasket Beach Clam Bake.
What kind of a basket was that, what?
No basket, Nantasket.
A tisket, a tasket, huh? Is that it?
Uh-huh.
Here we go to Nantasket.
We're not talking about singing. We're on the trail of an early American clam bake.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear all about it on the...
Cook Thing tomorrow on CBS.
A senator who likes to point out examples of what he considers gross government waste has come up with another one. Mariah McLaughlin has a report from Washington.
Senator William Proxmire has given his monthly award for the biggest, most ridiculous, or most ironic example of government waste this month to the Navy. The Navy wins the dubious honor, according to the Wisconsin senator, for exploding an expected $15,000 in repairs and maintenance costs for Vice President Rockefeller's temporary home into a $537,000 expenditure, turning the temporary quarters into what Proxmire terms a posh, plush pleasure palace. The increase in money spent by the Navy to refurbish the Vice President's home, says Proxmire, is a cost overrun of a whopping 3,500%. Furthermore, Proxmire notes, the Navy is planning to spend an additional $170,000 to replace window air conditioners in the temporary home. Proxmire thinks that's ironic. Also ironic, our temporary vice president has never lived in his temporary expensive home. Mariah McLaughlin, CBS News, Washington.
Former President Richard Nixon is preparing to leave California Friday for a visit to China, strictly as a private citizen. The Chinese government is furnishing the transportation. More from Rick Hunt in Vancouver, British Columbia.
The Chinese 707 airliner arrived at the Vancouver International Airport after a direct flight from Peking. The only people aboard the aircraft are 24 crew members. They'll be staying in Vancouver for 2 days. After that, the aircraft will be flown to Los Angeles, and then on to San Diego to pick up the former president and his wife. The plane will be leaving Vancouver for Los Angeles on Friday morning. External Affairs in Canada knew the Chinese plane was coming here, and arrangements were made for it to land. Rick Hunt for CBS News, Vancouver, British Columbia.
The Washington Post reports sources indicate the FBI is checking reports that two congressmen accepted bribes from the government of South Korea last fall. The Post says the intended purpose of the alleged bribes has not been disclosed. Named in the story were Democrats Robert Leggett of California and Joseph Addabbo of New York. Both lawmakers deny they took any such bribes. Now this.
Come see, there's good news round the corner. Goodyear, wherever you are. Goodyear, good and close to home for more Goodyears in your car.
This week, let your Goodyear service store align the front end of your U.S.-made car for just $11.88. Goodyear's precision equipment assures an alignment that can really help increase tire mileage. Come in for this $11.88 value now. Parts extra, front-wheel drives excluded.
Goodyear tires and Goodyear service car.
Disease and pollution take no holidays. Hello, this is Les Tremaine, reminding you that Christmas seals work for all of us all year round. They fight such lung diseases as emphysema, asthma, and tuberculosis, as well as the growing pollution of the air we breathe. If you've overlooked it during the holiday season, it's not too late to answer your Christmas seal letter right now.
Your Lung Association says it's a matter of life and breath.
Scotland Yard has tightened security around British Prime Minister Harold Wilson and other government officials, this following two telephone death threats against Home Secretary Roy Jenkins and Government Whip Robert Mellish. Both threats were believed to be from the Irish Republican Army and thought to have been connected with the death of IRA figure Frank Stagg, who died last week on a prison hunger strike. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
Time at KIXI now, 6 minutes past 11.